Welcome, friends, to a celebration of gratitude and mutual respect. On this beautiful day, April 21st, 2024, we are delighted to gather with Reverend Judith Taylor for her sermon titled Appreciation. Today, we will explore the profound impact of valuing and honoring each other, reflecting on how such gestures deepen our connections and enrich our lives. Join us as we learn to cultivate a spirit of appreciation, acknowledging the worth and dignity of everyone around us.
This is where we try to be every day. In our minds, echoing from a thought, our images of who we are then. Who we are when we are being that self for which we yearn. The different little things that we think need correction, we see them as part of ourselves, but are not yet. Time is an illusion. Everything is now. So the things that we dream of, we choose. We choose how we want to be, not the fear thoughts of how we used to be or sometimes are, but those thoughts of freedom, those thoughts of expansion, those thoughts of being truly empowered, truly active to do the things that we know we need to do, to take the time to meditate, to take the time to be grateful, to making a habit of taking stock of our day and using our powerful emotions to turn it into a blessing, no matter what happened. We know that our thoughts and feelings have a result, even when we don't see the result. But we are not focused on outcomes. We are focused on the truth from which those outcomes proceed. We focus on the wholeness that we are rather than the brokenness we would heal. We focus on that perfect idea that is in every cell of our body, expressing as far as we let it. For we know that we do not have to force God, beg God, wait for God. That God is wholly and completely manifest in this nanosecond. And putting nanoseconds together, we realize that enhanced presence is always with us. No matter what our energy appears to be, we are immersed, surrounded by, and made from God's stuff. God's stuff that knows how to be anything that we need or think we need. We are the children of the Most High, endowed with those attributes. The creative power of love is in each one of us. The joy of being focused and choosing that to which we will put our energy is entirely manifest in each one of us. And knowing that those attributes of God are now part of our being, we focus on that which we know is our highest. In every area of our lives, we know the highest and best expression for all is our true desire and is what we are physically manifesting as we move through time. Yet it doesn't stop there. The highest and best for all, as marvelous as that is hooked to another prayer. A prayer that we increase our capacity for joy. We can increase our acceptance of our good, letting go of any form that we had focused upon. Letting go of any yes, but, or restriction that we thought was part of that. God's love is unconditional. It literally moves mountains to create that which is your highest and best. As we know these truths, we increase our capacity and that of those for whom we pray. We know that we are all connected, and the highest and best is even better than what we can conceive. That is our goal. That is our gift. For we are here for a reason. We are here to bring witness to the light within, to manifest it in our lives and in our world. And we do so with such joy, unimpeded, freely flowing love is our hallmark. Freely flowing love is our blessing. And so it is. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know the truth? Sometimes we only think about it in a certain circumstance, like we're sitting in church, or we see somebody who we know they think the way we do. But that unconditional, perfectly formatted love is always around. I want to digress and take a moment to express my appreciation, because sorry. I'll try to keep my hands still. Yeah. All that extra energy. I wanted you all to know how much I appreciated the surprise that you all gave me as I went off on medical leave. I've thanked you before, but since we're appreciation, I get a chance to put that out there again. Little things that you wouldn't think about. Big things. You guys have changed my life for so much the better. And I appreciate my escort. I'm kind of wanting to hold. But I'm getting so much better every day. And it is because of you. Now, gratefully, most of it was cash. I don't know who gave what. So this is everyone. If you gave up, I'll take that. Because it's the love, it's the feeling behind it that matters. And what might have seemed like a small thing when you put it in a box is major. I have that box next to my bed because it represents the unlimited capacity for love that you all represented for me. And it really still changes my life every day. I want you to truly know that. So many times we do things, and they may be nice, they may be neutral, but we don't know how that's going to change somebody's life. You might give a smile to a stranger and really transform what they were planning to do. You might see someone that you think you know, realize you don't know, but treat them like you do know them. Have you ever done that? It's fun, isn't it? Because you begin acting like you both know each other, even though you know you don't. You don't know each other on this plane. But where everything is real, you are intimate friends. Because we're all one. We're all family. So when I'm standing in the grocery store line talking to someone, I'm talking to a manifestation of God. I'm talking to my sister, my brother. And if I approach it that way, even if they're not thinking that way, they are left with a positive feeling. We've all had times when we reached out in friendliness to someone and we got or no response at all. But where things are true, feeling is the first energy. So if someone does not respond to the love and friendship that you're trying to express, stay on love and friendship. Because whatever it is in them that makes them want to reject it needs that. They say that we gravitate toward those that are like us. Well, take this. We're all made of plastic. They say that we ingest a credit card's worth of plastic every day. I'm like, okay, maybe every month. But it's ridiculous, I think. No one would pick up a credit card and just start biting on it. At least nobody I know. We know that plastic is not an organic subject. It started out that way. It started as petroleum, which is obviously an organic thing. But by the time it gets to plastic, it isn't. In fact, the word plastic means it can be molded. You know, when we talk about emotional plasticity, we're saying that you can change your state, change from joy to anger to placid, whatever. So plastic in itself is inert. That's why it doesn't biodegrade. A lot of times when I've talked to people who are looking at that whole issue of what we have done to the planet, there's a feeling of despair. And I would offer the thought that since like things attract, and we're all partially plastic, we're all part of the same tribe. We all are made of God stuff, but this plastic stuff, that's God stuff too. So how did it get to be such a scourge? Well, it goes back to our desire for making it easy. It was brought out in a time when things were difficult, and it made things easier. It made things lighter and less expensive, so that people who couldn't afford the old form can afford the new. But like everything else, it's part of a cycle. Even the AI that's coming out now, it's part of a cycle. And I know all of us have listened to something and then it'll pronounce something strangely and we realize, oh, this is AI, this is not a person talking. I should make a list of some of the things that AI mispronounces. It would be hilarious. But it learned from us. It did not learn completely. And that, I think, is one of the hallmarks of AI, is that it's modeled on us, but it is not completely taught. You all have witnessed a child who was raised, who is kept with food and clothing and the basics of life, but not taught the social interaction. So they may know the basic things of please and thank you. They may be quiet enough in a group, but the connection may not be there. If you do the polite thing because you are supposed to, as opposed to feeling it, it makes a difference. I said to someone today, the feeling, like Neville says, feeling is a secret. So if you truly appreciate something, you tend to take care of it. What you appreciate grows. I'm not just talking economics, but that is true. What you appreciate grows, and what you depreciate economically goes down in value. So if we appreciate the things we do for each other, and we appreciate who we are in the world, whether we get to say it or not, that feeling is released. I know all of us have people who have passed on physically, but they're still here. We still appreciate them. And that love grows as we appreciate the love that they are in our lives. I think it's important to take time to give thanks for all those things in your life. I personally think that giving thanks for the things that we thought were not so good also is appropriate, because they all lead to the greater good that's coming. Call them training, call them experience, call them learning moments, call them whatever you want, even if it's a word you wouldn't repeat. If you can get past the feeling that anything is against you, you can realize it's all good. Now, I think it's ridiculous, and I'm sure you agree, that there are floating islands of plastic in the ocean larger than states. More than one. I thought the first one was crazy and they would do something, but they didn't. But they still are. There were two schoolgirls who made a generator from urine, and it brought power to their village. Little things are happening that we're not necessarily aware of. There was a scientist who found a bacteria that eats plastic. Naturally occurring, this is not a created bacteria. But we didn't hear about that. It's not yet up to scale. We generally hear about things on scale, things that are big. Wow, everybody's got it. Everybody's come down to the whatever. But there are a lot of small miracles happening. We are part of that miracle. We may see waste plastic in our environment. And because part of our core value is service, we pick that up and throw it away with the rest of our plastic. Because we know that working together, service, is part of our vision, we just don't buy plastic, use plastic straws. Buy a stainless steel one. Reuse one. They're really easy to clean out if you do it right after you drink your soda or whatever. There are a lot of little things we can do in our lives that help us not have a halo of plastic around the globe. Help us to do something about the packaging that is gathering as trash. The other thing I would urge is that, again, your attitude matters. We are actively creating this world right now. Yeah, it's a big planet and a lot of stuff, but our attitude is our energy that goes out all the time, even when we're sleeping. And if you have an attitude that the problem will be solved, can be solved, that we have in this magnificent world of people, ideas, materials, all we need to solve the problem of plastics and turn it into a blessing of plastic, that energy, that belief goes out. And to be colloquial, you know, like our little books tell a little story about, he was working into the night and bingo, the idea came. Well, it comes from all the people thinking in that way. Ideas come whole, part, complete, this part of the idea that goes with this part of the idea, because remember, this world is a whole. So when you're working on something, it's not just you. The whole world is desiring your good. You may not know the person, but just as you desire the good for everyone on the planet, so do they. And that affects you. That includes you. You can call on that. Now, I know I could call on you guys when I really need to say, hey! You have moments like that when you need to feel the collective love that surrounds you. We can be that collective love all the time for the entire world because it's how we're made. We give off photons. We are light bringers. So you can take the light that you are going to be giving out anyway and magnify it by appreciation. What you appreciate grows. So if you appreciate the ability to change the planet, even if it's one straw at a time, and let that appreciation magnify your energy to continue moving in that direction, you've changed the world, one person, but that affects others. And those fish that didn't choke on that straw, that little bit of a credit card that you didn't have to eat, it makes a difference for all of us. A lot of times I've heard people say the problem is too big. Is anything too big for God? Let's not forget God when we're talking about human, earthbound problems. When we say something is too hard or too big, too difficult, it's going to take too long, we're projecting our human belief. But our human belief doesn't run this planet, God does. So when you remember that you are a vote of choice in this universe of choice, and that we have the choice that can manifest because we are creators as our source, then we can create by using our thoughts, feelings, and energies toward which we know is highest and best for all. You are a world changer. All we have to do is accept that and live it, because it's already true. Already true. You're already making the world a better place. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate those little things you do, even if it's just picking up one piece of paper and putting it away. Because you're growing and you want to grow, appreciate the fact that you are already manifesting God. Isn't that magnificent? And that's you. That's everything you do. Let everything you do reflect your awareness of that. Whether you know what to do or not, if you let it be sourced in the God in you, you will be shown, you will be guided. Not only what you can do, but what is yours to do. Not the same thing, both need to be done, but yours to do has that energy that, you know what I'm talking about. You know it's yours. You know that that's why you're on the planet. And don't be afraid to share with everyone. You never know where your greatest ally is. Because it's everywhere, because it's God. Don't forget that all these people that we run into are manifestations, are holy people just like you are. And when we approach each other celebrating the perfection that we are, the God self that sees through our eyes, then that connects and draws to you everything that you may need and more. So let's consciously let go. We let go of any concerns, any fears, any what-ifs, because we know wherever we go, God is. We know whatever we do, we are God-led. If a correction is needed, a correction is shown. If a new direction is needed, that is given. We remain open, receptive to our good, and we remain generous in sharing our good with the rest of our family. We let God be God in our lives, always staying in contact with that inner guidance, that inner wholeness, that inner self that knows all. With a sense of security, joy, and unlimited possibility, we move forward knowing that we are creating, we are manifesting the world of highest human possibility as we move to be new humans. Homo novus, the human that recognizes the oneness of all, the human that lives in the heart of God. And so it is.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this heartfelt exploration of appreciation with Reverend Judith Taylor. As we conclude our time together on this April 21st, 2024, may the insights shared today inspire you to live a life marked by deep appreciation for others, always placing love and honor at the forefront of your interactions. For further spiritual nourishment and community engagement, please visit our website. We encourage you to deepen your connection with us by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you are in our vicinity, we warmly invite you to join us in person for more inspiring events and shared fellowship. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. May the practice of appreciation guide you to more meaningful relationships and a fuller, more joyful life.